my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 87. Whatever. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me and Rulner up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes life and updates need context with each other. So if you know me, you're welcome here, but you also don't need to listen. I'm not going to try to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, you're also welcome to listen. But what are you doing here? I don't know, but whatever. It's a free world, theoretically. Yeah, you might be missing some context, but you're... Yeah, whatever. If you're just joining now, you might want to check out updates 1, 2, and 52. Those are going to bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. I would stick with those and advise against binging all the updates. They're not designed to be listened to that way. Yeah, because they're sort of... there's not... Yeah, you'll be bored. So I remain a week behind on these updates right now. I just don't have any material I can use for a midweek update. So far, I hope I will have some soon and then that problem will be solved. I will catch up before the end of the year, though, I promise. All right, here are the updates. Let's get right into it. YTG updates. I finished the Yokohama Theater Group finances. Now, you may have thought I finished last week because I think I talked about it last week, but I still had to reconcile. I still had to finish reconciling the books. So I found a couple while I was doing that. I found a couple of double entries, and not the normal kind, not the normal kind. In bookkeeping, everything's double entry, but I found a couple of duplicate entries. That's a better way of saying it. And so YTG only ran a 200,000 yen deficit this year, not a 220,000 yen deficit, as I said last time. It hasn't really changed the overall situation, which is I still need to figure out what to do about this. The fact that the main thing that I do with my time isn't generating any revenue for itself, let alone for me. So yeah, anyway, see last week if you want a big, long, thoughtful idea about one of the things I could maybe do, which would be charging the people who come in a way where they can get that money back, but they pay up front to come and then, yeah, maybe earn that back through ticket sales. I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. Yeah, anyway, taxes are due at the end of the month, but the tax forms have not yet arrived. I believe I had the same problem last year. They came really late. And last year also a key form was missing and I had to go to the tax office and ask for it and fill it out right there. Lots of fun. Okay, what else? Nerd Night is coming up next Friday, so a week today, October 18th. If you're interested, we live stream those online. It's two interesting speakers talking about interesting stuff. You know what? Why don't I just flip over? And maybe I can quickly find what, pardon the typing, but it's easier just to go to the website. Okay, so yeah, the speakers this month, and we're back in Sugamo for anyone who's local who wants to come. The first speaker is Yutaka Kikugawa, who is the founder of El Sistema Japan, which, yeah, I mean, the intro to his talk is, music is not only a source of joy and inspiration, it could also ignite intrinsic motivation and empower communities. Our 12 years of experience from post-tsunami reconstruction to inclusive education demonstrate how music can spark diverse social actions and drive positive change. So it's a talk about music and driving positive change. I love talks like that, although sometimes it does make me wonder that, you know, not wonder, but think that we do need to still have arts for art's sake, not just for social sake. But it is good that there's some stuff like this going on too. The second talk is by Elizabeth Tasker, who actually has done a bunch of talks at Nerd Night. And I believe she's one of the people behind Space Cafe Tokyo. She works for JAXA, which is the Japanese space agency, Japanese NASA, basically. And she's actually exploring. She's going to talk about how she and the global community called The Future of Meetings are looking into the possibilities of virtual reality. So that you can do these presentations. You can have full-scale animated models of scientific or engineering equipment. You can select landing sites for a space mission by putting yourself on the other planet. Or, that kind of thing. So she's looking into virtual spaces as... I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll go into more detail. I haven't seen the slides yet. So anyway, if you want to check that out, Sorry about the clickies. If you want to check that out, tokyo.nerdnight.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. And it is free to watch online, so I highly encourage you to do it. It's always a good time. That starts at 8 p.m. Japan Standard Time, which will be, I think, have we hit when North America jumps back to Standard Time? If not, I believe it's at 7 a.m. Eastern. Anyway, you can also watch it asynchronously. You can watch it after the fact. Okay, photography updates. Nothing new, but I'm getting some back and forth about that paid job I mentioned last time, which was supposed to happen on the 23rd, 24th. Now they're talking about the 22nd, which is I'll have to cancel my teaching day that day. I'll have to let them know because it's too much money to turn down usually. And the Yamanashi trip photos are back on my radar, so I will be working on those maybe over this weekend, and I will have those photos for you guys soon. Well, and my family too, obviously. The yesterday project, Anna and I are still trying to set up a meeting, but it looks like we'll be talking tomorrow evening. So next week's update should have an update for you on the yesterday project, which, as a reminder, is an audio project about the sort of a slice of life out of someone's memoir about their life during the time period when the Beatles came and toured Japan in 69, I believe. Be the Audience Project. Yeah, that page is still off. I've still applied for some things and I don't want that visible. And I'm thinking about rewriting that. So I'm thinking about that. Anyway, other stuff, nothing, I believe. I think that's actually it. Let me switch back to my audio recorder. I believe that's it for this week. So nice short update. And one of these weeks, I'll have a midweek update for you so I can catch up on these. Anyway, in the meantime, have a great week and Andrew out.